Okay, we are here this morning, actually in studio, together again for the very first time.
In days,
anyway. Hey, good morning to you. It's 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Frank Bonacqueste in for the ailing Dave Jarvis, who is in for me this week. And Kim Birchfield is here with the news. She's our rock, she's steady, and she's got today's news. Oh, by the way, I need to tell you that today's news is brought to you by, I'm all about the sponsors, man, I'm telling you,
right.
Socialedia.com. It's the website that gives you all of today's restaurant specials. It's updated in real time, 24/7. Socialedia, EATIA.com.
Part of the reason that we have a job. Thank you, Frank. Deschutes County Commissioners may pass the budget in their meeting this morning at 10 a.m. Deschutes County Administrator Dave Canner says the total budget is $267 million. That's down from $271 million in the current fiscal year. Canner also says they have some good cash reserves to offset some of the cost increases.
In terms of how it's looking, Deschutes County is certainly in much better shape than most other local governments. We don't project making any more layoffs next year, but we're certainly not going to be increasing the size of our staff. Our total budget is down about 1%, so the budget is pretty much flat from one year to another.
The commissioners have to approve a budget by June 20th. The fiscal year for the county starts July 1st. State Representative Gene Wisnett has two bills that are headed to Governor Kitzhaber's desk for his signature. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer talked with the Sun River lawmaker.
One bill requires state agencies with 100 or more employees to report the ratio of employees to supervisors. It's hoped it will reduce management overhead.
I had the opportunity to tour the prison at Madras last year and found out it seemed to me that there was a lot of management overhead and not enough people guarding the prisoners. So I was a little happy to sign on to this bill.
The other bill allows employees who are victims of harassment to take unpaid leave for a reasonable amount of time. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
As the price of crude oil declines, gas prices are also continuing to fall.
Our national average dropped 6 cents this week, down to 3.65. Oregon statewide average is down a couple of cents to 3.83.
That's AAA's Marie Dodds. She says diesel is also down a couple of cents to an average of $4.20 a gallon. The falling price of crude oil means the prices for gas and diesel will continue to decline. Ben's average is about $3.81 this week. And the state of Oregon may have money that you didn't even know about. It could be yours. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports on that.
The Department of State Lands has $400 million in unclaimed property.
We always say it's about a 1 in 4 chance. If you check, you're going to find yourself or a relative.
Program manager Patrick Tate says it's often unclaimed interest from a bank or an uncashed paycheck. Getting your money's easier thanks to a revamped website.
So now when the person comes onto our site, they can not only search for the property and discover it, but they can actually file their claim online.
Most claims are for $500 or less and take about 45 days to process. The website?
It's really easy to find. It's Oregon Up, all one word, .us.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The head custodian for Woodland Schools in Southwest Washington is a hero today. It was his 911 call to police that helped put a murder suspect behind bars. 1110 KBND's Rosemary Reynolds has more.
Bill Hansen really paid attention when he got that reverse 911 call with the description of Musi Weltionis. He spotted the guy near Woodland's Horseshoe Lake Park and didn't waste any time calling 911.
Sheriff's Department and Klamath PD again responded. We ultimately located him in Horseshoe Lake Park. And he was taken into custody without incident.
Police officer Jim Keller. Keller says reverse 911 did his job well.
Getting more eyes out on the road, being able to spot the guy, it was a perfect marrying, of law enforcement and citizen community.
Well, Weltionis is in the Cowlitz County Jail. He'll be taken back to King County soon. I'm Rosemary Reynolds reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
And coming up in your local news in just about 25 minutes, when the big one hits the Northwest, the Markham Bridge, there'll be a learning tool for the U.S. Geological Survey. We'll tell you why. And you think your pizza delivery guy is pretty good? Well, a Portland area pizza delivery guy is actually the best in the nation. We'll tell you how they determine that. Those stories and more coming up in your local news. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KPND.
All right, Kim, thank you so much. It's coming up on 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. As far as your Skyview traffic and your forecast goes today, brought to you by the good folks at American Painting, they're still giving away those helicopter rides. Yeah, school's out. Maybe you're feeling like taking a helicopter ride in this nice weather, seeing Central Oregon. Well, just send us an email, preferably from your child, and have them tell us why they should go up in the 1110 KBND traffic copter. Speaking of traffic, no problems reported on the roadways this morning. We'll have the copter up in about an hour from now.
Temperatures will be warm on this first full day of summer. We'll start off with a clear sky and then some sunshine into the afternoon with a high later.